I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. Till then I walk alone. I'm walking down the line that divides me somewhere. This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk up. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me.
105.7 CFW. I have a brand new world record to share with you in a few minutes. And this is one where at first when you hear it, you might go, well, that's not so much. But then when you actually see the world record being achieved, you go, maybe that is quite a feat. Anyway, I'll tell you about it in a little while. Right now, Daryl Hall and John Oates on 105.7 CFW.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. Don't you know? Don't you know?
holidays from all of us at 105.7 CFW.
Billy Idol, Dancing With Myself, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. All right, if you were dancing along with that song, who were you from Breakfast Club? Were you Emilio Estevez? Were you the jock? Were you Judd Nelson? Were you the burnout troublemaker? Were you Molly Ringwald, the popular girl, like the, almost homecoming queen or whatever? Or were you Ally Sheely, the... the lovable kind of loner, or were you the geek? Michael Anthony Hall, which one were you? So I'm thinking, who was I? Well, let me see. Well, I certainly wasn't the jock. I was not the troublemaker. I wasn't even close to being like prom king or anything like that. So that would have left me as either the geek or or the lovable loner. Probably a combination of the two, I guess, in high school. That one.
My love was true.
to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses with Chippewa Valley Big Deals. Go to WCFW.FM.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you as we roll through this Tuesday morning together, getting ourselves ever closer to the brand new year 2025. If you are going to be doing something amazing and incredible in 2024 and it has not happened yet, you've got a few hours to accomplish it, or you could probably just push it into that 2025 to-do list. Maybe that's the thing to do. By the way, coming up, a brand new Guinness World Record. Give me about 6 minutes. I'm going to tell you all about it. And this is one of those where at first you may think, I might be able to do that. But then again, it might not be as easy as it sounds. Anyway, I'll get to that in just a bit right here on 105.7 CFW.
What is love?
listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
And hold me, 105.7 CFW, Mike the K along with you. Thanks for letting me hang out with you on this Tuesday morning. I appreciate it. All right, it's a brand new Guinness World Record, and this might be one of those where at first thought you might think, you know what, I might be able to do this. Speed eater Leah Schutkever took home a new Guinness World Record title when she consumed 49 grams of green cotton candy in 60 seconds. Now, when you see it on the plate, it's a pretty big pile of cotton candy, but you may look at it and go, well, I might be able to do that. But cotton candy, you know, it gets sticky. It's hard to, you know, swallow once your mouth gets full of it because it's all, you know, it's all sugary and stuff. Anyway, I have the video that I just put out on our Facebook page on 105.7 CFW so you can see it for yourself. And who knows, maybe you want to give it a go and see. It's 49 grams, so that's like 1.72 ounces of cotton candy. It's a pretty good pile of it. Head over to our Facebook page and check it out, and then let me know if you're going to give it a go, all right?
Baby with the high heels on, give me fever like
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride in a world.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
There's Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way. 105.7 CFW. 80s, 90s, and more. I tell you, my texts are starting to blow up here through the Civic Media app from people dropping me texts saying, I think I could beat that Guinness World Record for eating the most cotton candy. I told you about it a few minutes ago. A new world record has been set, eating 49 grams of cotton candy in 60 seconds. And you got to eat it all. You have to consume it all. So it'd have to be more than 49 grams. I've got the video on our Facebook page. Go to 105.7 CFW and see if you can do it. And I've gotten four texts so far through that Civic Media app with you listeners telling me, Mike, I can do it. I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a go. Oh, good. Give it a go. Give it a try. And if you have not looked at it yet, head over to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. Check out the video and see if you indeed think that you could set this Guinness World Record of eating. If you like cotton candy, you got to like cotton candy, obviously. And you're going to want to have to eat a lot of it in just 60 seconds. So, I don't know. Give it a watch and see what you think.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Sure Tight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Oh my gosh. I'm afraid if I say it, he'll stop doing it because it's the cutest thing ever.
Tell us what you love about him
and we'll show you another one in a million just like him.
We both work from home and I can always tell when he is really in the zone. I look over, and he's doing this thing with his lower lip. He's not biting it, and it's not quite like a pucker. It's intense. And he's not an intense guy, so it cracks me up every time.
At Lasker Jewelers, we train our team on asking, listening, and uncovering just the right ring.
Or other precious thing. I'm Nicole Lasker.
And I'm Liz Lasker. Lasker's is the easiest place
to buy the right one for the right one.
Across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
And online at Lasker's.com.
Celebrate and commemorate your next adventure at the easiest place to buy diamonds and jewelry.
I adore it.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is highlighting some of their new offerings from the past year, including $6 million in funding to provide free driver training courses to low-income students. DMV officials say the program helped nearly 10,000 students through the new Driver Education Grant Program. The agency also updated thousands of driver records to include emergency contact information for authorities in case of an accident and delivered nearly 170,000 hybrid or EV stickers for vehicles. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report has found that the average household income is not keeping up with the average price of a home. According to the report, the median sales price for a home in Wisconsin rose over 50% from about $173,000 to about $265,000 between 2017 and 2022. During the same period, the median household income only grew about 20% from just under $60,000 to just under $71,000, creating a home price-to-income ratio of 3.7. Chippewa County Highway officials are making plans to replace the Highway M Bridge in the town of Lake Holcomb. According to county officials, the project is expected to cost between $10 and $15 million and could be completed by 2028 at the earliest. The bridge is 74 years old and carries about 1,000 cars a day, and failure would create an over 15-mile detour. The county is currently seeking federal aid for the project, but have also considered a cost-sharing plan that could see the county contribute up to $5 million for it. City of Altoona officials are warning residents about an inventory error which could have left some lead service pipes in place. Over 3,000 homes in the city have received the notice, along with the assurance that the city is working to rectify the inventory error in the first quarter of 2025. Public Works officials say they haven't seen any evidence of widespread lead contamination in the service pipes, but residents should keep an eye on their water quality with testing or install a filtration system to better protect themselves. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
CFW.
He's alright,
he's alright.
Yeah, yeah.
I just
gotta get out of this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free.
And more, 105.7 CFW. I got to be honest with you, Queen had a lot of hits. But I think that and You're My Best Friend, I think that was their best stuff. I think those were at least my favorite songs. I'm sure you're glad that I shared that with you, aren't you? You can call me Al. Here's Paul Simon. Well, actually, you can call me Mike. But anyway, here we go.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your lawn. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you can call me out, call me out. Spinning in infinity, he says, amen.
more. 105.7 CFW. Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means.